Hi, little birdie. Can you hear the birdies out there? I love nature. I love God and His creations. It's so awesome. Here, maybe you can hear better. Yeah, that's awesome. I could sit and listen to that all day. Sit and listen and watch. God's creations, his birds, his bugs, his butterflies, his hummingbirds. I see a lot of hummingbirds. Pretty cool, pretty cool. But anyway, just sitting here and thought came to my mind and thought I'd share it with you. Wow, it's middle of August already. Middle of August. Did I not tell you that time would speed up? And it has. It has sped up big time as the Lord advances on his coming, which will be soon. I've told you 2027 is where I've pretty much set my mind to now after doing many hours of study on when that might happen, which the Bible tells us nobody knows the day or the hour. And say so, it's probably not the right thing, but that's just with how I see things going and how quickly the Earth is going into what's going to be war zone pretty soon. If God doesn't intervene, there just won't be anybody here anymore. After all these people die from being bitten by the snake, a million other ways and things that are going on in the world now. But anyways, Lord, I pray I am used to open the eyes of somebody today. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, so I'm sitting outside and always when it's clear out, it's just sunny and it's clear out and there's not a cloud in the sky. My internet pretty much sucks, and it's very slow. And I've noticed that several times. But bam, then on days like today, they went on a spraying frenzy. And what happened? My internet is lightning fast. I was trying to download some things. And, it was actually just stopping because it couldn't go fast enough. And then, bam! Bam! It's like sped up like crazy after all these jets have been flying over and spraying. And now the sky is white. White, and there's an electrical dome around me now. Alright, so. Like I said, my internet is lightning fast now. So that tells me something. Tells me something. Maybe tells you, well, what this guy, he was crazy. What's he thinking about? Well, I'll tell you, the skies are gray. The sun, I'd say, is, I don't know, 50%, if that. It's not going through the whatever they made up there. It's not going through. Because they don't want it to go through. They don't want crops to grow. And there's a million reasons. I'm not going to get into that now. So anyway, in seeing that today and what it did to my internet, it means as I saw my visions, and I first saw them when I first started this website. You can see it like when the first paragraphs I write. The vision ones that I saw, and I've seen many more after that. Anyway, they just launched a spider web, or a false dome around me, and that's, it's generating frequencies, energy. You gotta keep in mind they're spraying, what are they spraying out of those planes? Well, all kinds of, metals, such as aluminum. Aluminum that conducts electricity, does it not? But so you might say, so what? Well, God just kind of showed me, I don't know, think of it like you're an island in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, a giant dome surrounds you in your little island. And what happens? Now, not only has the sun been blocked, but you're a part of its structure now. Enclosed in that structure, you're part of it. How? How are you? Electronically and electrically. Yeah. Did you know that the average human at rest produces around 100 watts of power? And then sometimes over periods of a few minutes, humans, they can get that even up to 300 or 400 watts. You know, you start moving and, you know, moving around and stuff. And I even seen where there's a possibility of very short bursts of energy, such as, like if you were to go out spraying or running, whatever, and your human body could put out over 2,000 watts of power. Wow, right? That's how God created us. We're like an electrical force. That's why I always say, if you want to get healthy, since we are positively, positive, you want to ground yourself into the earth. And there ain't many times that I have shoes on. Especially when I'm outside, I'm grounded to the earth and let it absorb the bad out of my body. And trust me, that works. If you got arthritis, if you got pains, do it. Get your shoes off and go ground yourself in the earth. See what happens. See if you don't start feeling better. It works, especially with all this electrical crap all around us now. We're like a lightning rod on top of a building. And all those falling metals coming out of the sky, they're making contact with us. Just like if you have a cell phone. Did you know that cell phone, that smartphone, that runs off a magnet? When you have it in your hand, I see all these people put it in their back pocket. It's becoming part of you. It's becoming part of you. You say, oh, how? That's crazy. Well, it is, trust me. It's controlling you. And that smartphone is actually one of the most vital parts of connection to the V system. You can control your mind and your thoughts through it. And, you know, he's got that wonderful advantage of knowing absolutely every move you make. If you made the decision to get vaxxed or jabbed months ago, guess what? You got a connection running through your body by what they put in you. That never dies, never leaves your body. I even seen videos where dudes are going by cemeteries and getting signals off the graves. Like you would get a signal on your phone that you're making contact with a tower. Yeah, they go to gravesites and they're getting signals from the people, because that's what they're actually injecting into you at a microscopic level. And those metals, they course through your veins, and they're actually building a network inside of you. And the more they can deceive you, and the more jabs they can punch you with, the more that machine is being built inside of you at a microscopic level. Yeah, it is. There's videos of that. I put them on this site where they have these super computers that can see, you know, whatever, 10,000 times what the eye can see. They can see. It actually looks like a framework of something. Something. It's connected together all by itself in your body as it flows through your veins and settles wherever it settles. You're becoming a receptor. Anyway, so all this bull crap of the mark isn't here because, you know, it has to be like a tattoo or a microchip planted in your hand. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. All these idiots, all these pastors that I see, they're all saying, oh, it's not here yet. It's not here yet. It's in the future. It's not here yet. It's in the future. All lies, all lies. Because most of them are getting handouts from the government to lie to you to go get bitten. Did you know that? So anyways, it's here and now. It's here and now. It's like I told you. It's going to be going on going on 3 years now. I warned you. I told you. I saw it all. I saw it all. God showed me it all. I saw it. And then I started this website. And I started writing down what I saw. And I tried to get you saved. If you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, you better get yourself in order real fast. Because time is running out. It's running out fast. And guess what? The New World Order, if that's what you want to call it, they got some big things coming, lined up. You ain't seen nothing yet. They're about ready to pull the plug, man. Pull the plug. All things, kinds of things are going to start happening. And not that far away. Not that far away. This fall. Get ready. Get ready. So yeah, the market's here now. And Satan has already gotten into the minds and bodies of the deceived. Satan's kind of pissed if you haven't taken that snake bite yet. He don't like that. He wants everyone in the world to take that snake bite. That is the end goal. The end goal. And that's why you see that COVID hasn't disappeared. And it never will disappear. And they come out with new variants. And sub-variants. And use that excuse that all you need a booster. You need a booster. Or they're going to come out with a one and all shot. Take care of everything. All lies. All lies. Are you that blind and dumb that you forgot that there used to be things like colds, summer colds, the flu? People caught the flu. Did you know nobody caught the flu after COVID came around? Why? Why? Because they replaced the flu, the common cold or flu, with COVID. And now that's what they use is somebody gets sick, that's what they have. They don't have a cold or a flu, they got COVID. And so, man, we better inoculate you, jab you, so you don't spread it to anybody else. When people have been doing that all through history, spreading colds and flus. So, yeah, so Satan, he's really gotten into the minds and bodies of the deceived. Yeah, some people, it's too late now. Too late. They believed a lie. They fell into the great delusion, just as the Bible said. It would be a great delusion. They didn't have God in their lives. And they got deceived. It's horrible. Horrible. I get sick every day from that. I'm talking about dry heave puking. I puke when I see a child getting jammed. Or I see how the whole system has been taken over. And people eat up the lies. They eat up the lies. Instead of following God, they follow man. You shouldn't follow man. You should follow God always. Especially when it comes to your body and your life. You're the temple of God. Why would you put something in your temple when God made you? Made you from the dirt on the ground. Don't you think he can do anything for you? I put him first, man. And always will. If I have to be beheaded one day, then so be it. I will not take the mark. I will not. I know exactly what's going on now. God showed me. How do you, when God shows you, go against that? Unless you're a total goofball. You have to be out of your mind. Out of your mind. No, I'll follow God to the day I die. And I might be a sinner. I'm not saying I'm a perfect individual. I sure got my vices and things that I wish I didn't have in my life. And I regret. I'm not perfect. And I never will be till the day I die. But where I'm not perfect, Jesus is. And that's exactly why he died on the cross. That's why he died on the cross. To be my perfection. Take away all my sin. All my sin from the past, here and now, and everything in the future that I might do. It's all gone. As far as the east is from the west, it's all gone. And can be for you if you're not saved, and you better think about it, what you're doing. If you're not saved, you die, you're going to hell. Pastors don't want to talk about that. Say that word now, but you'll see that throughout the site. You'll see a whole, I wrote it for months and months and months. I wrote the page called Hell. You know, that's totally God-inspired, and I believe I was Holy Spirit-filled when I was writing it. Took me months and months and months, and hours and hours and hours to write that. If you're not sure where you're going when you die, go to my Hell page. You'll find it. Just keep looking around on the site, you'll find it. And then be sure. Don't you want to be sure? Before you die, where you're going for eternity. Not a couple days at the beach. Or a couple years. Forever. Forever. That's a long time. It's a time that doesn't end. And I sure wouldn't want to go to a place called hell that Jesus talked about. Way more than he talked about heaven. He talked about hell. Because it exists. He knows it exists because he created it. With the Father. So anyway. People already got the snake bite. There's no denying it. You're going to see more and more people dying. What got put into their body totally took away their immune system. So whereas if they would have got a cold or a flu, and no big deal, a couple days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, it's gone. Now they've totally annihilated their immune system. So this fall, when the flu goes around again, like it always does every year, guess what? People are going to die like crazy. because they won't have any more protection to fight it. It's gone. It's been removed from their body. Snake bite is here now, and if you haven't noticed, all the laws, all the creations that they made about, you know, closing things and you having to do this or that, or forcing you to wear a mask, or it's come down to where, pretty soon, you will not be able to buy or sell or exist unless you get that mandated jab. Well, you say, well, they can never mandate it. Oh, they can. They can. And they will. Trust me. Just trust me. It's coming. In fact, I think part of that equation just happened recently. Did you know that they are going to harm, they're going to harm them. They're going to hire 90,000 more IRS agents that are armed and trained to kill. In fact, it says that on their own, where they hire. Yeah, what is that for? What kind of special unit is that? And what are they looking for? Just another unit that will make sure you can't exist if you're not a part of the system. Yeah. Yeah, they got all kinds of other three-letter organizations that are ready to go. You know, IRS, I think they spent, how many? I can't remember, but they bought thousands and thousands and thousands of units of ammo. What does the IRS need ammo for? Used to be, you see a woman seen sitting behind a desk. Now they're going out in the streets with guns. Yeah, what's that all about? Did you know how much money they were given? They were given more money than Russia spends on its entire military. Yeah, I forget how many billion. But the way they're throwing billions and trillions of dollars away, it's nothing. So if you wonder why you go to the grocery store and everything you see is like triple the price it was, you know why that is? It's because they keep spending your money like it's water, like it's nothing. That's what causes inflation. These $1 trillion dollar things that they pass, I forget what that was called, and giving away $40 billion at a time to Ukraine. Do you think that's all legit? Or do you think that's going in people's pockets like crazy everywhere? But that's a whole other thing. If the mark was, an outward thing, like people keep saying it is, and it's, we can't be here now, it's an outward thing, Well, what would happen if it was that? When people resist, of course they would. But put on the most deceitful show this earth has ever seen. And guess what? People will line up like cattle at a processing plant, not knowing what is behind the door till it's too late. Well, they take their tests, roll up their sleeves, like it's, they're just going for a day at the park. Yay! A day at the park! They do it willingly in this great period of delusion. And they allow their God DNA to be changed. That's proven, though. Scientists, physicians, people that work in that area, they're saying, hey, we're able to see your DNA is actually being changed by this satanic snake bite. Did you ever hear the expression, different strokes for different folks? Yeah, there are different jabs for different folks. right now the world system has the DNA of just about everybody on Earth. You know that? China especially is collecting that. Why is China collecting that? The DNA databases of Americans. What are they trying to pull? I know exactly what they're doing. Certain shots will go after certain people. You know, they can design that shot that much that if they give it to, say, a black person, it might affect them different than a white person or a yellow person. Yeah, that's how far they've gotten now. And so they can choose who they want to take out. So, yeah, people in the United States, they willingly gave up their DNA as those tainted sticks. Probably had God knows what on them, where they were jabbed up in your nose and your brain. And because of that, people are now able to pinpoint what lot you get, what jab you're going to get now, just by your DNA. They'll look up here, okay, here's Johnny. Let's look into him, since we know everything now about everybody through the internet and through computers and supercomputers and the beast computer and everything you've ever done. It's online, or not even online. If you bought something at a grocery store and you use one of those things that you put on a key, those plastic things or that they like to use in all these stores, they know exactly what you bought, when you bought it. They know everything. Just put it that they know everything about you. So Johnny, they don't like him. And they could say, well, maybe they do like you, depending on what you've done in your life. And it can get as devious as how you vote. How are your posts online? Do they oppose the beast system? You know, do you speak out against what's going on? Do you tell people? Like, I guess I am. So I'm definitely on the pooper list. When they're culling the herd, how you're beneficial to the beast system, it's going to determine your fate in the very near future. If you can farm, you got wanted skills, you know, you'll get the good lot number. They'll keep you around for a while. Make you a slave, but they keep you around a while. And you have no use. You either get to die today, right here and now, bite. Yeah. Look on these ulterior websites that show videos. You'll see people live 1 minute, getting a jab, and down on the floor the next. So you might get that biter. You might get in the coming week's concoction of dying. Some people, it takes a couple, 3 weeks for that to run through their veins and grow. And before your body gets all kinds of blood clots in it. No blood is going through your veins. Then there's some people that are, you know, useful. They might be some use of system. They might get that die slowly within their 3 or 4 years bite. You're guaranteed to die if you took that bite. You're guaranteed to die a lot sooner than you would have had you not taken it. And that slow death, it's slow and painful. It's a death meant for you to be the cash cow for the medical system. They give you loads of tests and drugs, procedures, where they're never going to figure out the problem. At least they're going to say that. When all they had to do was ask if you were bitten. No, never say, well, yeah, it was that. It was that. All right, so where was I? I was talking about the B system works electrically. Like it all connects together like a giant web. And it works between the electricity produced in your body. And the 5G antennas, they're building everywhere like crazy. And they all connect you to the B system. The Iron Dome above you. The Iron. How come I can't see that word today? Iron. There it is. Iron. Dome. Above you connects you. Everyone's phone around you connects you. And then this is what happens. Anyone with a half a brain knows that 5G is the same. It puts out the same waves like a microwave oven. So puts out an invisible source of cooking, basically frying anything placed in front of it. That's why they put them so close together. You get in the middle of a couple of them, man, you're in the fry zone, the 5G fry zone. And I'm ashamed to say it. When I was a kid, I placed a mouse in a microwave, and I watched its demise. Ashamed to say it, but I didn't. Anyway, it didn't last too long. And the connection between chemtrails, 5G, your phone, if you got bitten by a snake, it's just like I saw in a vision. When I started this site, I wrote it down to one of the few, the first paragraphs that I wrote. It's real. And the more time goes on, the more you can see it's all what I saw. And hopefully people come awake. Become awake. Because many are asleep. You can try talking to them, tell them what's going on in the world. They just do not want to hear it. Just like they don't want to believe in hell anymore. Well, I used to believe in hell, but I don't believe that no more. Like all of a sudden the Bible's changed. Well, the Bible hasn't changed. Never will change. It's the very word of God. And it hasn't changed. People have changed. They've become more and more farther away from God. And gotten farther and farther into sin. And so the people who get farther and farther away from God more and more into sin get to a point where God just shuts them off. Says, okay, you want to be like that? Go ahead. Go ahead, see ya. I don't want to be ya. Because you're going to die one day. And I told you, I warned you in my word about hell. But you chose to say, well, I just don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. It can't exist. It does. So yeah, when you're looking up, sometimes, and people don't look up for some reason. Did you ever notice that? They don't look up. They don't notice that there's planes crisscrossing the sky, spraying lines of death. And they don't even see it. They don't even notice it. I could tell somebody. I've gone to people. I said, look up. Do you see that? And they go, I don't see nothing. There's some planes flying across the sky. It's just contrails. No, there's a big difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. You spend enough time looking up, you'll see the difference. Contrail disappears right away. Chemtrail starts as a line and then opens up wider and wider and wider. So yeah, you're looking up. And the reality of that is that the chemtrails are looking down on you. Yeah. They have technology that, forget Google Maps, as cool as that is, and you can just, you know, see down. That's what those are for up there. They're super Google Maps. And they can pinpoint you and decide whether you even live. How? I don't know, there's a thousand different ways that you can't even fathom. Or I either. But they exist. They exist. When they want to take you out, they're going to take you out. And when you're surrounded by that big cocoon of white skies, it's Satan's version of God. Satan's version of God. You know, you're not seeing the sun anymore. And his brightness. You're seeing Satan and his darkness. He's all giant, all sight. His giant, 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 all-seeing eye in the sky is what it is. That same eye that is on the back of your dollar bill. Now look up. That's the same thing. The devil looking down on you. And it's him trying to block God from people. It's very effective. You know, one time there was a thought of, you ever hear somebody say, the devil made me do it? That was a common phrase at one time. I don't know if it is anymore. That turns into reality now by combining all these forces, all these electronic forces. They're an electronic voice now instead of God's voice. Yeah, Satan invades your mind. The next thing you know, a man hears that voice of Satan. And he kills his entire family. Or a child, an innocent child, not even know why. He doesn't even know why. He brings a gun to school. Because the voice is telling to. Because they're hooked into that system, their phones, the TV. Yeah. You know, for parents that raise their kids on TV and video games, be prepared. Be prepared. Because your kid's not going to know the difference between what is real and what is not. They're raised on seeing death. And most of their games that they play, they're all about death and shooting and killing. Yeah, all those games that you let them go in their room for hours and hours and hours and hours and play. Then you wonder why little Johnny steals your gun and goes on a shooting rampage. Yeah. They're gonna mimic those games. They will perform it themselves like actors or people in the games they play. The only way to invade the mind of a person is electrically. Like that, in that vast of a way. And it works. It works. That's not to say that drugs or alcohol or things like that, that they don't invade your mind. They do. But nothing like electronics do. And that's why the world, what do they become? Cell phone junkies, TV junkies, and computer junkies. And now, I mean, it's everywhere. Electricity is everywhere. What about in the vast forums like people speaking to a box now? Speaking to a box, getting the answer from Satan in reality versus speaking to God. They speak to a box. Or they let the all-seeing eye watch their house. They're putting something in front of their house. All part of the beast system. There's those things. There's a thousand other ways the devil has placed God as the all-seeing eye. And people just go along with it. Go along with it. Think nothing of it. The unsaved willingly adjust their lives and make way to being a slave. Not even a hint of what knowing what is happening. Sick. It's sick. But it's the last days. We're living in the last days. This has all been foretold. The total downfall of man. If you don't see that, go to somewhere like the Drudge Report and read the news. Read the news today versus reading the news even 20 years ago. What did you read about? You read about puppies being saved at a park or, good stuff. Go there and tell me you're reading good stuff or you don't see the total decline of man. That started from the beginning. Started from the creation of man. There's been a fight between good and evil. Between the offspring of Cain and the offspring of Seth. My friends, I'm telling you, the devil is of this world and he controls this world. He is given permission to be the god of this world, but just for a short time longer. And he already has you by the butt by so many electrical waves, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. For these people to detach themselves from all that, God bless you. You made the biggest, most responsible choice in your life, the smartest choice of your life, if you're separating yourself from things like smartphones, and what I just talked about. Going off-grid, I guess is what they call it. People are going off-grid. Going off-grid and going on God. That's where you want to be now, in these last days. Go on God. Got to learn how to grow your own food. And just to sustain your own life by yourself. Can't be dependent on the system no more. Because the day is coming when the grocery stores are going to be empty. They've got that in full blown action now. Destroying all these food factories. Like I just read one yesterday, a flour factory got burned down. They're burning them all down. They're paying the farmers not to farm anymore, not to grow any food anymore. They're killing all the livestock. But you know that, right? You're informed. You should be informed if you're a Christian. Because God has given you the mind to know what's going on around you. If you don't have that mind, then you better get saved today because you're in a pan of hot water. And they turned on the heat, man. And watch it. Watch it. That's all I can tell you. Open your eyes. Open your eyes to God while you got time. So yeah, electrical has taken over everything. You know, you go to your fridge, you get a cold drink. Go buy a car, electrical car that drives itself nowadays. Versus 100 years ago, you were on a horse and buggy. Still. Yeah, what has happened? We're in the age of the end. Use electricity to heat your house, to cool your house. Use it to rot your brain and life away watching TV. Yeah, you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're smart, but a lot of people do. I see that, 80% of American people include TV in their daily lives. They watch it every day. 80% of the people in the United States. Typically an American citizen, maybe the non-citizens too, probably. I'm sure they do. They're watching those Mexicano channels, I guess. They're watching 3 hours of TV, which I don't believe that. I think it's a lot more than that. People, from the time they get home, they turn the TV on. till they go to bed. So what's that, 5 or 6 o'clock to 11 or 1 at night? So that's a lot more hours than they think. But the thing I wanted to say was, how does that add up to a lifetime of people that watch TV? One place they went to, they said the average person watches 141 hours of TV per month, or 1,692 hours per year, which is, I think, too low. So if you reach the average life expectancy of 78, that's wrong too. It ain't going to be 78 real soon. That's going to drop way down. Anyways, so watching TV takes 15 years of your life away. You sit in front of a TV for 15 years. 15 years of your life. Wow. Well, some will say, oh, so what? Go turn on the TV again as soon as they're done. Listen to this, if anybody's even listening to it. I doubt it. They've been so banned, shadow banned, whatever you want to call it. I don't even think anybody can get on this site anymore. Which is why I gotta shut down. I can't afford it no more. You know, I didn't get one gift offering in all the time I've been on. And that's not why I'm doing this. It has nothing to do with money for me. I just wanted the money to keep the thing going. There's lots of costs with doing something like this. I don't care about all the hours and hours, hundreds and thousands of hours I put into this. I love that I did it, but I can't keep going on. I can't afford it. So, actually, within a couple weeks now, I'm down. I'm done. And the only thing I asked of God, I said, God, if I'm meant to be, then Christians that believe in what I'm writing and saying, they'll help support me. And if that happens, I'll stick around. If it don't happen, then I guess I won't say I wasted a lot of time. Maybe there was one person that got saved, which was always my goal. If I got one person saved, it was be like me becoming a billionaire. So I hope that happened. I hope someone today gets saved. Make my day. Make my day. So, the average number of TVs per household, 2.3 sets. Not only do people have to have them in their living rooms, they got to have them in their kitchens, they got to have them in their bedrooms, so when they're laying in bed, they watch TV. You want to talk about addiction? What greater addiction is there in America than TV? And I have told you over and over and over, throw the freaking thing in the garbage. Throw it in the garbage. The mastery of the mind control it does to you, the wasting of the time that it does to you. I just told you 15 years of your life. Gone. Just think of 15 years, all the things you could have done, all the places you could have visited, all the Bible you could have read and learned, instead of putting your time into that. It's sick, but it worked. The boob tube worked. Yeah, that's what they call them, because whoever watched it was a boob. Boob used to mean that you were simple-minded. And just walk down the street if you ever walk in the evenings. And look in each window of the house. You'll see the flickering of that devil programming people every night. Oh, 31% of Americans' households own 4 sets or more. Yeah, so let's see where else. The guy's got to put one in his man cave. Because he's not allowed to go in certain parts of the house, he's got to have his own man cave. So there's probably one there, so he can watch the big screen and watch his ball games with his buddies instead of having prayer meetings with his buddies. He has times where he watches games and drinks beer and gets high watching that instead. Well, there's all kinds of statistics here, but I'm not going to read those. I do know one thing. I know that people that have retired, and I've seen them retire, and they sit on a couch all day and watch TV, they die. They die a lot faster than somebody that stays busy after they retire. You know, stays, whether it's hobbies or, you know, growing a garden or joining the bowling team or working out or whatever. Staying busy all day long. Those are the people that live longer. Saw it over and over and over again in my life. TV will take you to a slow death through your life and a fast death after you retire, if you're able to do that. You're probably not able to retire anymore. You probably need to have 5 jobs just to exist and buy a loaf of bread. Which is all by design. All by design. As the Great Reset overtakes everything. Anything else worth reading on here? ...65% of U.S. households still pay for TV services. I doubt it. I doubt it. That thing's got to go way down now. People are going back to antenna, or it's free. They may only get to 15, 20, 25 channels, but ain't that enough if you're that addicted to TV? I bet that 65% has gone way down. Who can afford that? Who can afford $150, $200 to watch that garbage? You pay to watch garbage. What's wrong with you people? How much TV are kids watching? Yeah. I don't even have to keep reading that. The kids are weaned on TV. Kids don't watch as much as their adult counterpart. That's BS. Oh, as it says, because they do spend a lot of time looking at screens, mainly their smartphones. There you go. The smartphones become the replacement of TVs. Now that makes sense. Wow, kids 8 to 12 spend 4 to 6 hours a day looking at a screen. Teens up to 9 hours. And you don't wonder why teens are crazy nowadays? 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day. All to see if they were liked. I mean, just let's look at that now today versus I don't know, the 50s or 60s. What did teens do? They weren't watching that, so what did they do for 9 hours a day? They're probably doing chores, helping their parents, probably doing things for their neighbors to help them, cutting the grass, reading, studying, learning. Now they're stuck to watching a screen 9 hours a day, programming their minds, turning them into robots. This is interesting. How many TV acts of violence do kids view by age 18? A child, let's see, on average, 16,000 murders and 200,000 acts of violence on TV by the time they graduate high school. Did you hear that? Before a kid even graduates high school, they will see 16,000 murders and 200,000 acts of violence on TV. And you wonder. You wonder why a kid suddenly, because they watched it that many times, they have no problem grabbing a gun themselves and starting to shoot people. What happened to them? They got programmed. And who owns all those TV shows? Does all that programming, putting all that garbage on there? Sure ain't no Jesus TV shows out there. Who produces that? Hell, Hollywood. Hollywood. And who owns Hollywood? I won't say the name, but you know who does. They run it all. They own the media. They own Hollywood. I won't get into that now. Even when they watch cartoons, they'll watch up to 20 violent acts every hour on cartoons. No more Bugs Bunny. Mickey Mouse, no, it's... I don't know, I haven't watched a cartoon in years, so I have no idea what they're watching. I should have got where I got this info from. Give you the link. Then think about all the all the commercials people watch. All the commercials trying to program you to buy their products on TV and a computer and on the phone. Everywhere you go, there's advertising. Advertisers spent $65.66 million in 2021. Ha! 65.66. There's that 666. They got to get that in there. They love to throw that number in there. 666. And that number 33, you'll see 33 all over the place. They love their numbers. That number is expected to rise $70 billion in 2022. Yeah, because people, now they're watching these streaming. Streaming, isn't that what it's called? Streaming? The streaming death. Whatever that is. Never watched it, have no idea. So anyway, enough about TV. But I've told you throughout this site to throw it out if you haven't already. At the very least, see how addicted you are. If you want to be adamant, oh, I'm not addicted to it, I don't need it. Well, unplug it. Unplug your TV today and throw it in the garage. And the TV that you probably have in your kids' room, unplug it, put it in the garage. See if they don't go hysterical. Hysterical. Because they can't watch TV or play their video games. They'll go nuts. But what have you done? You've helped them. That's what parenting is. It's helping your kid, not hurting them. You're hurting them now by letting them watch TV. You're hurting yourself by watching TV. So many things you could be doing. But if you want to spend 15 years of your life watching TV, go ahead. It's on you. God gave us free will. Gave us free will to do whatever you want. Whatever you want. I can only guide you and advise you. I can't force you to drink water. You gotta drink it yourself. Yeah, this is what I've learned. I'm going to at least give it a try. I'm going to pray to God and say, God, if this is bad for me, I'll get it out of my life. I'll get this idol out of my life, which it is. It is a idol, just like the Old Testament idols, whatever they were. TV's 100 times worse than that. Get it out of your life. See how free you become. You want to feel free of the world? Throw your TV on. So yeah, the key of Satan, it's electrical. And I kept wondering why God said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Over and over for years, I kept wondering, what did that mean? But I know what it means. It's this final takeover. Complete control of basically everything. And those chemtrails are doing way more than changing the sky from blue to gray. They have the ability to, how smart and wise you are, to actually kill you. when they are putting connection with all the pieces of the system. Just look how they wiped out honeybees. Gone. Why are they gone? I killed them. When it lands on the ground, it kills them. You know, and it does come to the ground. Look it up. Look at the chemtrails, how it does come to the ground. I've seen snow that caught on fire. Well, there's some things just can't take that, and that's why honeybees are being wiped out. Or many times you hear birds dying in masses. Why are they dying in masses? Maybe they flew by some 5G towers. They fried them. But people think nothing of it. They think nothing of it. You know why? Because they look like pretty... They design them to look like... a lot of times like... You know, maybe they're a cactus or a tree or something like that. Oh, look at the pretty tree. It's putting out radiation. Think nothing of it. I saw with my own eyes and a vision. Coming. The ability for you to answer your smartphone. And Satan having the ability to make you drop dead by a mere tone coming out of it. You know, probably like, you ever hear the fax machine, that weird kind of signal? It'll be something like that. Or you might just say, hey, what are you doing today? Go buy yourself an AR-15 and head to the mall and answer the phone when I get there. Yeah, he's going to be talking to people big time. He already is. It's almost 100% in place. It's almost there. Where they'll have total command of your mind, your thoughts. Because the secret knowledge that is given to the devil's children is far ahead of yours and my comprehension. They're way advanced. And, you know, you should know whatever you're seeing now or shown. It's nothing. Nothing. They're not showing their total hand, trust me. Satan and his minions are way more advanced than you see. I don't know, maybe 50 or 100 years ahead. You know. And how did they do that? Where did they do that? Well, they've hidden places like, you know, Area 51. Or underground cities. Did you ever see how many underground cities are underneath the United States? How many underground highways there are? Hundreds and thousands of miles. Underground. Which I think that's where they're going to hide the Chinese troops. Till the time comes to let them come on out. Yeah. Actually, I've seen that. That's where they're going to hide them. They're going to come in little by little. And live in those cities. Those cities are vast. Underground. Look them up. You can live down there easy. Look at all the semis that go through those highways, what they're delivering. All your food, it's disappearing now. So, yeah, you wonder where they call them elite, I guess I'll use that word, are going to disappear and hide. They're going to go underground like the snakes they are. That's where snakes hide, underground. So yeah, you have no idea what they've created that they haven't even shown yet. You don't know how many times you ever watched a clone person, seen a clone person. You know, don't know how many times you've already seen that, but it's happened already many times. Or digital fakes of reality. You know, you could take computer programs now and do anything. You can do anything now with computers. Make anybody say anything. change the face of somebody and make them look like somebody else. And, God forbid you get on the pooper list. They can do anything. They can make it look like you robbed a bank. And it wasn't even you. Plant the money on you. Have a fake video of your face. All kinds of goodies. It started a long time ago. They've been at this a long time. All the way to the moon landing. That was a total bust. That's pretty easily disproved if you take the time to look into it. It was all a giant stage. Did you ever see the vehicles that they flew in? Made out of foil and duct tape. I'm not going to get into that now. But ever since then, that was a great psyop. And ever since then, they could fake and show anything like it's real now. And I'd see people, they eat it up. And that was proved by the millions and millions of people. They stood in lines to have a stranger put something foreign into their bodies with no hesitation. No hesitation. And they said again, I gotta believe them. No going to God for instruction or guidance, but putting all their faith in sin-filled man. Sin-filled evil man. Every man is a sinner. Are you not a sinner? Do you not have sin in your life of some time? You may not be as devious as the devil's children. They want to kill you. But every man's got sin. And so the repercussions of that choice are numerous. Of listening to the lies, from either dying or being maimed or even having the ability to ever have a child. Yeah. You just got snipped. Vaccine snipped forever. You'll never be able to have a kid. Look how many women that took the snake bite and all their children died. That is really high. Why they would take that, why they had a baby inside them, that just shows something about them, I guess. How far away from God they were in their thinking. So, the worst part about all this, I guess, is there's a biblical answer. Worse than the right answer. But there's an explanation for what happens to your soul forever taking the mark. What people have done willingly. And the book of Revelation is quite clear. Quite clear. If you're not sure, go to Revelation. See what it says about taking the mark. Because that's what it is. Don't ever believe any man, any pastor, anybody that it's not, and that it's in the future. It's not here yet. It's not here yet. There's too many things going to happen. And if you don't see we're in tribulation now, then I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, we're in tribulation too. People don't want to believe that. Well, when we go through 7 years of tribulation, which that's another bunch of buggy wash. I don't want to get into that now either. But we're in it now. We're in those times that Jesus spoke of what is going to happen before he returns. And the fig tree is getting riper, and the labor pains of the woman are getting nearer and nearer together. It's all happening. And so, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. And so it's not going to be hard for God to spot the snake bitten. Why? Because they had their DNA changed willingly. And I say willingly because There is a difference between an innocent child or an elderly person, for example. They have little choice in the matter, sometimes, or maybe most times. And, you know, we're forced to do something that they didn't fully understand or grasp what was going on. God has, he knows how to weed out the wheat from the chaff. And so he knows his from those that are not. So, anyway, well, I don't know, I just sat here, and again, it all started from a matter of an hour or so, looking up and trying to download some stuff, and then watching them spray like crazy, and then seeing how things worked and happened that I just started talking. So, maybe this message made sense, maybe it didn't. The message was not planned. So maybe it's from God. I could tell you, I won't tell you. I could tell you all kinds of things, but I won't. I've seen all kinds of things, and I think it would scare people to death. And it should. It should. Maybe I should start to laying things out there, and then what's going to happen. And not years away, but months or even weeks away. If you're not saved, my friend, well, just go to the Creator, go to God. He's right there. That's the Creator of everything, that you want your eyes to be open. You want to know the truth, and He will reveal it. And only He's the one that can do it. God has to draw you to Him. Do you know that? Don't just go to God. God, if you're feeling that you want to do this, because God is already drawing you. And I don't know. Just where we're at now in these last days. And I can't stop chemtrails. I can't stop 5G. I can't stop the vax from shedding on me. Yeah, that is a thing. People that took that bite, you get there. Get there and they'll shit on you like garbage. So watch yourself. That's why wearing a mask may not be such a bad thing. But don't do it because they tell you to do it. Do it because maybe it's a good thing. Good thing if you're going into a large group of people. That's why I go to, you know, if you go to a grocery store or something, they go early in the morning. All the zombies are asleep till 11 o'clock or noon. That there won't be so many people. So what I do is I put all my faith in God to protect me. And you should do the same. Do the same. Put all your faith in God. Not half. Half-see. 1 foot in the world, 1 foot with God. You got to go 100% with God. You got to stay a pure blood. Pure blood. Yeah. Exactly what it means. You weren't picked or prodded or poked or jabbed or took a pill or whatever. Something that changed you from something that God made you. You're pure blood. I would never, ever, ever trust a man over God. And I certainly wouldn't trust the creators of the mark to be my savior when they're the ones that killed my Lord and shouted me his blood be upon us forever. And the same ones that say he's boiling in crap in hell. My Lord and Savior isn't in hell boiling in crap. He sits on the throne right next to God. Notice that Salem's things are the devil's own children. And they go all the way back to Cain. And they have one goal, which is Satan's goal. Because he's jealous of man. He hates man. He hates man because of God loving them more than him. That is to kill you. Kill your children. Kill anyone else that's not in their satanic DNA. That's what this is all about nowadays. The same thing before the flood, the same thing happened. Same thing happened. Satan's DNA got intertwined with perfect man's DNA. I corrupted it. That's why God had to have the flood. So, anyway, just looked at the timer. Holy kapuskas. Sorry about that. God bless you if you stuck through me. With me. I won't even revise what I just said. I'm just going to put her on up on the site. And God bless you. If you're not saved, today is the day of salvation. It can be today. Look through my site. I tell you how to get saved. It's not a big, complex thing. Okay, that's it. God bless you.